Cities in Adjumani district have cautioned the residents against bush burning, a common practice during dry season. They say the practice leads to destruction of the environment. Ondwa Corina Iwakodra, the Secretary for Natural Resources in Adjumani district local government, urges the community to report culprits to the authorities.
The poor attitude of the community has made us very hard to enforce this ordinance. When there is a fire being set, there is no community which will come up and saw who has lit or put. And right now, people are suffering. Apiaries are being burned. Houses are being set on blaze because of this issue of bush burning. The poor mentality, the poor mindset that our community cannot come with the names or somebody that they have seen to be brought forward so that law takes its place. And that is the challenge that we get.
Iranya Jesus, the LC3 chairperson of Itirikua sub-county, calls upon the locals to protect the environment.
It's true, in Itirikua sub-county, during dry seasons, people take deliberate and intentional attempts to burn bush. We realize that people burn bush because they wanted to look for bush animals. And others, I see, they wanted to clear the environment for farming, which sometimes results to destructions of properties. As a sub-county, we have bylaws to mitigate and to avert the situations in the sub-county through committees and suggestions. Because of the bylaws which were set in place, we realize there are few cases of bush burnings and destructions of properties. And my appeal to the population is let us embrace and we protect our environment and we follow the bylaws which are set in place.
The government is set to establish the dedicated fund for fishermen aimed at enhancing their livelihoods. This disclosure was over the weekend made by the National Resistance Movement Party treasurer, Barbara Nekesa Oundo, while on a Paris grassroots mobilization drive for NRM Party flag bearer Yoweri Kaguta Museveni in Busime sub-county, Busia district. Nekesa highlighted that the current funds under the initiative are insufficient to meet the specific needs of the fishermen. She emphasizes the high cost of essential fishing equipment, such as boats and nets, which the existing PDM allocations cannot adequately cover, prompting the government's decision to introduce an additional financial support scheme tailored for them. She further announced plans to convene a meeting with leaders from the fishing communities to delve deeper into their concerns and chart a way forward. During the visit, Nekesa also commended some fishermen for exemplary farming efforts.